Good morning, Gerard.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
It's a lovely day to practice outside, isn't it?
Great day. Great day. I think the field's a little frozen, but we'll have a good time out there. Ice skating.
I was going to say, I mean, if you're preparing to play the Miami Dolphins or another team that plays in warm weather, obviously you'd go inside and maybe crank up the heat in the facility. But you don't have to do anything special for the Bears, do you?
Not at all. We just go out here and enjoy this New England weather, get used to it, and it might be a little bit more wind out there in Chicago, but the elements here are very comparable.
I want to go back a little bit, Gerard, and ask you about one aspect of the Jets game. You guys did not watch the film for the Jets game. What did you think about that approach? Did you think that was a motivational ploy by Coach Belichick, or was it just a time management issue, in your opinion?
I think it was a time management issue. You know, we turned the page on that game, you know, very, very quickly. We enjoyed it that night, and the next day we turned the page to Chicago. Chicago's a great team, so we have to go in there with our minds right, not thinking about the Jet game or anything like that, but just thinking about the Bears.
I'm always curious how long you actually do enjoy the game, because you stepped to the podium after the game. You had already moved on to Chicago. Bill stepped to the podium. He already had. Tom already had. What do you have, about a 15-minute window where you get to enjoy it?
Yeah, you kind of scream and shout and you know, give everybody hugs for a good 30 minutes, and then it's time to move on to the next game. That's just how the league is, especially coming off a Monday night game where the week is a little bit shorter. So we have to use those days wisely, and that's what we've done.
Were you as surprised as I was at the margin of victory Monday night?
I wouldn't say surprised, because you know we work hard each and every week. We just went out and executed a great game plan that the coaches put together. You know, I think those extra days really helped us out to prepare for a good opponent. You know, the Jets are still a great team. And like I said earlier, we're just moving on.
Hey, Gerard, it takes a linebacker to know a linebacker. I'm wondering when you started watching Brian Urlacher and what your opinions are of him.
A long time ago. You know, Brian Urlacher, he's been doing it for a long time. He's in that same class where you had, you know, guys like Ray Lewis and Derek Brooks. You know, growing up, you watch those guys and try to emulate those guys and see what they're doing on the field. And he's put together a great career, and he's playing at a high level now.
What is it you appreciate when you watch good linebacker play? What are you looking for?
Just great tacklers, being able to play the run and the pass, and that's what those guys do.
And he does a great job of playing the pass too. How about Briggs? And he's a guy that a lot of people don't mention because of Urlacher and all the hype he gets. What do you think about Briggs and his strengths?
Briggs is a great compliment to Urlacher. You know, he makes a lot of plays in the run game. He's a fast guy, always around the ball, and he's a very disruptive player.
One of the things that I thought Mark Sanchez showed me on Monday night was his ability to avoid pressure and not be taken down when I thought you guys had chances to do that. Is Jay Cutler physically that kind of tough to bring down quarterback as well?
I think so. You know, after studying film on the Bears, you see Jay Cutler getting away from pressure, you know, all the time. And it seems like, you know, ever since we played the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger and then Sanchez did it last week, this would be another challenge for our guys to get the quarterback on the ground.
And what do you do from a defensive point of view to make sure that that guy stays in an area where you want him to be?
Well, you just never turn your back to the quarterback. You know, as soon as you turn your back to the quarterback, that's when they take off. Sometimes some quarterbacks, they read the coverage, and if you're in man-to-man, everybody's back is turned, they take off, and Jay Cutler's one of those guys. So you never turn your back to the quarterback and try to keep him in your vision.
Gerard, you'll be proud of me. I did my homework. I was down there Monday. I was asking guys, what kind of captain is Gerard Mayo? And the consensus was that you're a bully.
Yeah, bro. that's fun. I don't think I'm a bully, man, but I do like to get the job done and make sure everybody's on the right page. So.
No, it said you're a good captain. Lead by example, and you'll say some things when you need to say them.
All right, appreciate that.
Hey, do you bring an edge? I mean, I think of a guy like Logan Mankins, and I watch him, and I know he's got an edge. Do you have one?
I think so. You know, you're talking about as far as attitude?
Yes.
Yeah, I always you have to play this game with an attitude, you know, especially playing the position that I play, or you make it even broader on the defensive side of the ball. You know, coach always says bring an attitude and make sure it's a bad one.
how do you get yourself to that position? I mean, a lot of guys, I mean, some guys, you know, sit in a dark room for a little bit and get fired up. Some guys listen to a certain type of music. How about you?
I like to listen to music, but at the same time, you know, you won't catch me in any closet any dark rooms or anything like that. You know, I kind of get up for the games just because I like to play football. You know, I just love playing the game. You know, I used to go outside when I was younger in this cold weather and go play in the streets with a bad attitude. So it just kind of stuck with me all this way.
Are you one of those guys who never wants to come out of a game no matter what the score is?
I never want to come out.
Ever?
I never want to come out. Never. I like to play. I like to think about playing 60 minutes, and if it takes more, I still want to be out there.
I know you're a film junkie and just breaking down the game, and I know we talked about this a few minutes ago, but how long does it take you to get past the game? I mean, how long did you replay it in your head? Like that Jets game, and that game is over about midnight or just before midnight, and you guys probably got out of there at 1 o'clock in the morning or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Right.
At what point did you stop replaying the game and start thinking about Chicago?
You know, to be honest with you, I came in the next morning. I came in the next morning before I went to work out. I watched the Jet game, and I turned the page after that. Gary Guyton and I were in there watching Chicago soon after. So I kind of wanted to make the corrections in my head because I like to see the game, the previous game, to see. You know, you always have a group of plays that you would like to have back. So you just don't want to repeat the same mistake. So I like to go back and look at it, but I definitely turned the page very quickly.
When you're watching with Guyton or watching with anybody else, is it silent watching, or are you guys calling out plays? Is he calling out something? You're calling out something? How does that process work?
When we're going back looking over previous games, we're kind of critiquing each other. To be honest with you, he's looking at what I'm doing. I'm looking at what he's doing, and we're kind of self-critical at the same time and critical of each other. So,
final question from me: the numbers are pretty glaring. Monday night opponents or Monday night teams who play and then have to go on the road on Sunday, generally speaking, don't do very well. How do you make sure that doesn't happen with you guys?
I think it goes back to Coach Belichick and the rest of the team just turning the page so quickly. You know, we knew coming into this week that we would be behind one day and that the Bears would have an advantage as far as, you know, time and game planning. But at the same time, I think the guys have done an excellent job just getting ready, preparing themselves for this game, both physically and mentally.
Gerard, we appreciate the time. Stay warm out there.
I'll try to. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you.
Okay, Gerard.
That is Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo joining us on a Patriots Friday.